Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working-age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, I can now announce the first 11 invitees for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Whoop, 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 whoop. The tournament of champions, that is. I am super stoked, super excited. This event has been a long time coming, if I do say so myself. It's been a long time coming, to be honest with you. We have put so much into planning this, and I cannot wait for you to see all that we have done. I think the planning committee deserves a round of applause, to be honest with you. Ever since we held the first I Beg to Differ debate tournament a year ago, we knew that it would all lead up to this. So many of your favorites will be coming back, but they'll be coming back in March instead of at the end of the year to battle for 2 million naira. A big thank you to Paystack for coming back as our headline sponsor for the Tournament of Champions. If you are a business owner, if you are a trader, if you run an online business, you're looking for ways to process those payments digitally from any part of the world, Paystack helps you do that. So a big thank you to Paystack for coming back as our headline sponsor. I'm going to be giving you more details about the Tournament of Champions as we get closer, but right now let me tell you who is in the Tournament of Champions and how you can help decide who else will debate. So, our four champions are all coming back. Tanvita Kaushik, Ruth Okorocha, Esther Bewaji, and Fabian Chibundu. Four of them all coming back. Then we have our four runners-up coming back. Emanuela Nadi, Deborah Pamzat, Hamid Olarenwaju, Stephanie Ehi, all coming back. Then our judges have extended three merit-based invitations. Ramadan Oladikubola Milekon, Nicholas Musa Okoya, and Deborah Ajike. So that's 11. But we need 12 contestants for the Tournament of Champions. They're going to be in four groups of three. So that means that each contestant will debate at least twice in the group stage. After that, the top eight will go on into the knockouts, where it's win or go home. But yeah, back to the 12th spot. As moderator, I'm making that last bit, that last pick. My judges have said to me, oh, Sandra, don't worry, you can pick that last one. So, it's up to me. But Lagos, you're going to help me. Eh? What we're going to do between now and November 30th, whenever you call the show, whenever you send a WhatsApp message, you can mention one debater that you want to come back for Tournament of Champions. One debater that you want to come back for Tournament of Champions. So during the Big Three, during the Glass Ceiling, during the Big Heart Fact, during any of our segments, when you call, when you send a WhatsApp message to give your opinion, give me one name. And at the end of the month, by December 1st or December 2nd, we'll compile all of your votes. And then from that, from those nominations you've made, I'm going to pick one person. So Lagos, I know that you have your favorite debater. I know you have your favorites. If they are not in the first 11, you can still get them into the Tournament of Champions in March. So go ahead and do that for us. Our numbers are the same, 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Your favorite debater that did not make it into the top 11 for the Tournament of Champions, debating for 2 million naira in March 2023. Who do you want the 12th person to be? Nominate them by yourself. Again, let me run through the list of those who are in the Tournament of Champions. Our four champions are coming back: Tamvita, Ruth, Esther, Fabian, all coming back. Then you have Emanuela Nadi, who was the runner-up during Tamvita's set. You have Deborah Pamzat, who was the runner-up during Ruth Okorocha's set. You have Hamidi Olarenwaju, who was the runner-up during Esther Bawaji's set. You have Stephanie Ehi, who was the runner-up during Fabian Chibundu's set. Our judges extended three merit-based invitations to Ramadan, Nicholas Musa Okoya, and Deborah Ajike. So 11, but we need 12 contestants because they're going to be in four groups of three. That means that each contestant will debate at least twice in the group stage before we get our top eight, who will then go into knockouts where it's win or go home. So it's a huge thing. And instead of 3 weeks that we usually do, we're going to extend it to 5 weeks in March. It's going to be a 5 week long tournament. I'm so excited. The debaters themselves are so excited as well. We're looking forward to it. We've sent our emails out. So they're waiting. But yeah, back to that 12th spot. You have to help decide who your own pick will be. So throughout the show today, throughout the show tomorrow, throughout the shows until the 30th of November, that's the deadline. 30th of November, that's when you can make your final choices. Okay. Second hard fact of the day, I have to commend the Lagos State Fire Service. On my way into work today on the Lekki Epe axis, a car flipped over. It was literally on its back and the bonnet was starting to smoke. So it was a terrible accident. I don't know if the occupants of the vehicle survived the accident. I saw an ambulance also heading towards the direction. Nigerians are such kind-hearted people, such always willing to help during an emergency. So I also have to commend all the people, the dispatch riders, the vehicle owners who just parked and were trying to put out the fire before it got worse. The fire was already building, you know, so they were trying to get some sand. People were bringing out extinguishers from their cars. But by the time I got to Lekki Phase 1 traffic light, there was already a fire truck, you know, barreling down there trying to go put that fire out. I also saw an ambulance that I'm hoping was heading in that direction as well. I love when systems work, you know. So today that system worked. Well done to the Lagos State Government. Well done to the Lagos State Emergency Services for being available to take care of that particular problem. I really loved seeing that. It really made my heart happy. I loved it. Loved it so much. Fingers crossed that the victims of the accident did not incur any injuries, that they're all okay. Fingers crossed. But hey, don't forget, if you witness a story like I did, please give us a call on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, and they tune into this show every day. Thank you for being a part of them. Let's talk about Atiku and Obi speaking at Lagos Business School's Alumni Day. That was yesterday. Then let's talk about INEC saying that the public should help it flag errors in the voter register. And then let's talk about food inflation. Today on The Glass Ceiling, let's talk about a man whose wife tricked him into having children earlier than they planned. It's a story I started sharing with you yesterday at 5 o'clock. It's a really heartbreaking story, but wait till you hear the details of it 4 o'clock today. Don't go away for that story. On Balogun and Broad, let's finally talk about cooperatives. I have a guest who will join me on the show from 5 o'clock. After the news at 6, I will bring you Bill to Go Global. Expect news, business and sports at the top of every hour, but let's get started with today's Big Three Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. How did Obi and Atiku perform at LBS? How did Obi and Atiku perform at LBS? How can Nigerians organize to ensure that INEC does what INEC is supposed to do? How has food inflation affected your family budget? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Atiku Abubakar and Pete Obi both spoke in Lagos yesterday. That's our first story. They both attended the Lagos Business School's Alumni Day here in Victoria Island. Like I told you, when I got back on air yesterday evening, I had to go moderate that event. It was great to meet some of you who listen to Hard Facts. Hi, Meg. I met Meg. It was so great to meet Meg. Yeah. But anyway, yesterday was about the candidates. LBS also invited Bola Tinubu, but Bola Tinubu could not make it because he was flagging off his campaign in Jos. But the event at the LBS was such a huge success, with both Atiku and Obi speaking and answering lots and lots and lots and lots of questions. Here's some of what happened there.
He is a former two-term vice president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I think we should all stand as he makes his way to the stage. He's a former governor-elect of Adamawa State. He is a former deputy director of the Nigeria Customs Service. He is a businessman, having founded several companies in transportation, logistics, and beverages, as well as a university. And currently, you may have heard, he is running for president under the banner of the People's Democratic Party. Put your hands together for Atiku Abubakar, GCON.
I believe in state police, but again, it will be the subject of negotiations between the National Assembly and the state assemblies. What powers do we give to the state police? We must remember how our politicians misuse powers if given to them. How do we ensure that if we have state police, that the politicians at the state level do not use them against our people? As of today, a few days ago or last week, you remember how we were attacked in Borno State. Can you assume that if they had a police, state police, but they will use it against us? So it is up to the, again, National Assembly and the state assemblies to come up with a formula. What type of state police can we have? I have argued that in the United States, you have about four or five levels of police: state police, county police, borough police, this police, that police. But then they all act within the law. But we don't have that kind of guarantee here. So we will have to find a way on how we can regulate the activities of state police, even including the federal police, which federal officials sometimes misuse. So it is a double-edged sword, but we have to do it to ensure our peace and security.
Put your hands together for a former two-term governor of Anambra State. He's a businessman who has founded and run several companies in commerce, retail, and finance. He has also held several executive positions in banking before becoming the youngest chairman of Fidelity Bank.
And I also hear he's an alumnus of LBS. Now, you may have heard too that he's running for president under the banner of the Labour Party. Good to meet you, sir.
When you have millions of people who don't know where the next meal will come from, you're bound to have crisis. I say to anybody, there's no country of our size that I know. What we are going through today, countries after countries have gone through it. You can go and study what has happened in Brazil, Mexico, countries with huge population. So you have a huge population. You're going to face such crises. How do you deal with it? First, I believe that the first job of whoever is going to be the next president of Nigeria is security. You have to deal with it decisively. And it is not, it will be difficult, but it's something that is achievable.
And there you have the candidates speaking at LBS yesterday. Both men talked about different parts of their plan. Atiku talked about power, for example. He wants to diversify the power generation mix because he says that each region has its own untapped power sources. So presumably he means, I'm guessing, wind and solar in the north, maybe coal in the southeast. But of course, you talk about installing power plants in the north, insecurity comes up, you know. On oil and gas, Atiku says that he's going to privatize the refineries. He believes that private ownership could turn those refineries around and turn Nigeria into a refining hub. He also promised to open at least one more port in the southeast to improve shipping and commerce. But I think Atiku's biggest point was on the size of government. He says he's going to run a very small government. He promised to implement the Orasanya report, which recommends scrapping and merging various departments and agencies. So that's Atiku. After Atiku, Obi spoke. He talked about the ports. He says that his government will create incentives for shippers to use ports that are outside of Lagos. So he isn't specifically talking about yet another new port, but rather about how to maximize the use of the ports that we already have, that we already have existing in different parts of the country. And then he also said, Obi, that is, that there's no practical need for a new national carrier. You know, he said that that one's just about national ego. For land transportation, Obi says that he's going to increase and diversify funding for the National Highway Fund so that our interstate highways can be fixed and maintained. Then on power, Obi says that he'll get the power sector to invest in both generation and transmission. On healthcare, he said that there will be a strong focus on increasing the primary healthcare network. And speaking of networks, he also committed to expanding internet penetration in rural areas. I think Atiku also made mention of internet penetration in rural areas as well. So that's some of what the candidates had to say. I wonder what you think. Were some of you able to watch it? Have you seen clips online? Let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993-993-993-993-993-993. Don't forget, you can vote for your candidate to make it into the Tournament of Champions, whoever you think deserves to get in there. And then I'll decide who the finalist is going to be. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, sorry about that. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Charles from Festac.
Welcome, Charles from Festac.
Sorry, the way you introduced OB, the overhyping was too much. Your program yesterday. He introduced that people just like that. Then when he got to OB, so he started mentioning he was chairman of this, handle so many businesses, this, that. It's not good, though. It's not fair on you, Sandra, please.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, right? Oh, he's hung up. Well, you see, I don't even know if to address this because I literally played myself introducing Atiku. That's such a rubbish comment. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm
Hello? Hello? Okay, you're not there. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Professor Koboko.
Welcome, Professor Koboko.
Hello.
Thank you.
Mr. Nigerians are good people. I know our problem. Can I pick a debate?
Can you what?
That debate on what you said, can I pick?
Pick now, pick, yes.
You see that boy where he said was briefed, where someone died for? You get the one guy where he said wanted to pay, but somebody died for him. I want that boy to be back by March.
Okay.
And how I am going to help IMEC is, I am organizing some guys that will sleep in our local government in the eve of the after the election. I have 3 adult staff of IMEC, youth corpus, that are not graduates. They are telling me things that happened in collection center, and I have been shouting over 6 months of what happened in IMEC collection center. Concerning PW and article. I want a president that will bring back Nigeria of 80 and Nigeria of 90. That's what I want. Even Abacha government was favorable to me. I do not see what I'm thinking about. That's why that it was busy pursuing Nadeko. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I prefer to be anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm not trying to be... And first of all, for the other caller, at least you introduced Atiku as a former something for customs and the rest. I don't understand what he was saying. But down to the debate or the talk at LBS, I don't trust a government that is coming to promise us something and they didn't do anything when they were in position the last time. The truth about it is that for someone like Atiku, he has been in government before, and a lot of things they are promising us now, they promised us before and we didn't get those things. We need a new face.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll keep taking your thoughts on our first story. I'll also take your thoughts on our second story. INEC has commented on underage voters being on the voter register. What's that about? I'll tell you more about it after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, you can still talk about our first story on today's Big Three. I told you that Peter Obi and Atiku were at LBS yesterday, and you know, they had quite a bit to say about their plans for Nigeria. I'm going to share those plans again with you, but I need to quickly tell you that INEC needs your help cleaning the voter register. That's our second story. Ever since they published the register online, we've been seeing lots of complaints. Nigerians claim that they've been finding invalid voters in the register. So, for example, there's lots of reports of children's pictures in the register. INEC says, yes, the register is not perfect. We want Nigerians, you and I, to help clean it up. We heard from Festus Okoye. He's the INEC Commissioner for Voter Education. And he said, quote, "We cannot claim in all honesty that the register does not have errors. If the lawmakers believe that a register should not have errors or challenges, they should have provided in Section 19, Subsection 3, that such a register should be displayed for people to make claims, objections, and also lay complaints. We agree that the register is not perfect.
perfect, and that's why we have displayed the register for claims and objections. The lawmakers believe that the commission can clean up the voters' register to an extent, and we used our automated biometric identification system to remove multiple and double registrants. Then we also did what we call manual adjudication to remove obviously underage persons. Obviously, there are underage persons on the voters' register. We expect Nigerians to take a look at it, both the ones we displayed at the various registration centers and local government, and also the ones on the website, and assist the commission to point out these things so that the commission can further clean up the register. So all these things people are pointing out is the essence of the display. We want to encourage Nigerians to take a critical look at the register, point out some of these persons who are not eligible to be on it, and will definitely do the needful, end quote. Those are the words of Festus Okoye, INEC spokesperson. Now, INEC itself, you heard him admitting that underage voters, illegal voters, made it to the register. But they also say, it get why we dey publish register. The reason why we dey do am, now make you fit say, this person no suppose dey here. This person no suppose dey here. This person no suppose dey here. So you catch the errors, you catch the fraud, and then INEC can delete them. So how can you help INEC? First, you go to the voter register portal. On the portal, you can search any polling unit in any ward, in any local government, in any state. When you find an illegal voter on the register, here's what you do. There's a button that allows you to object to the entry. Hit that button. Next, INEC will ask you for your voter's number, your VIN number. We'll also ask you where you registered. After that, the site will take you to a page where you can select the voter that you are objecting to. You're going to need to take a picture or a screenshot of that voter, of that entry. Next, you're going to see terms and conditions page. Go through it. If you agree with it, click agree. Next, the site will ask you to upload a picture of the illegal entry. Remember that screenshot you took? Oh yeah, upload that. So keep that screenshot. Eventually, INEC will republish the register. You need to be able to verify that that entry that you took a screenshot of has been removed. So that's how you report as an individual. And I expect all of you to be doing this. Hard Facts has 1 million listeners. Nigeria Info has almost 3 million listeners. If all of you are doing it, we could get a lot of work done. Because you can do it from the comfort of your home. You don't need to go to INEC's office to do it. You don't need to go on the streets to protest to do this one. No. Just day your house, inspect different local governments, inspect different wards, inspect, like, you can just stay in your house and be doing the needful. Any word, any ward, any local government, any state. Now, that's one thing that you can do, right? I want to know what else you think Nigerians should be doing right now to make sure that these objections they are raising about the register will be addressed by INEC. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. What do you think about INEC asking Nigerians to help them clean the register? 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
This is Chinoye.
Chinoye, good to have you on the show.
How are you doing?
I did, can't we? Welcome. Go ahead.
Before I proceed, make I greet all my fans then. One way like me, one way no like me. Hola, muy wasa. Well done, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Sandra Ezekwesili.
Yes.
My baby. What's up?
I'm good. Welcome.
Sandra.
Ma.
See this thing where you talk, ma. Just did they imagine. The tribe where they capture those people, they give them NIM from the beginning. They don't see them. So then they be small, you know, they never reach adults before they give them anything. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. That one are number one. Number two now. the way Nigeria they been, I will say, if you no work hard, no go fit job. I can't leave my work. Can't they go? You know, people say we get MB, I can't enter. People say we won't get a personal laptop. I go can't enter. Can't go there. And I won't ask nobody.
You don't need laptop. If you do one for your phone, you don't need computer.
Okay, maybe my battery die. Abi. Okay.
Something I just open now. You know they use battery. Anything.
No, be that one. Be the problem. Wait, my talk my own. Maybe so that one. No, if they go for computer like this, if you want delete or kind of things, if you mad, they go show you like mad plenty. I want to ask you, no better, since you don't go there before. Mm-hmm. They say make you mark place, I mean, now one particular one.
Now you go use your hand, search. Then if you
now
see,
they tell you, now if you don't, see, okay, now you go use your hand, mark the one we want to delete.
And now you go use your hand, mark the
I
one.
I mean, now one, you go one, now you go delete.
If now more than one you see a hair, but
you just can't see, best no go see, that, but this kind of best no go see, the best go see like 500. Okay, but, nice, but, I want to left. But I don't see like 500 now, for example. Let me imagine. Uh-huh.
If you see like 500 and you get the energy to flag all the 500, you flag them. Okay. I neck go come out. But not only you, they do them now. You know, say like but, now. Like
Sandra,
now, I
wait,
get like five
Sandra,
people
wait,
with
the
tripod.
You want to talk my own.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, talk.
Okay, now, let's imagine that I don't see 500 now. I'll come to the screenshot. I am afraid to delete some kind of thing. Sandra, beg, go forget matter. Sandra, I bet so too much. I don't want this violence.
Sorry, thank you, Jenna, for calling. Look, hey, if one person catches one, okay, so let's do this. You've got 1 million people listening to Hard Facts, right? If 1 million of them who listen to Hard Facts catch one person each, that's 1 million names on the register that shouldn't be on the register that you delete. You know, there are times when you can't sleep in the night, just go to the portal. The portal is cvr.inecnigeria.org. C for cat, V for violence, R for radio, .inecnigeria.org. One word, no space anywhere, no capital, no, just cvr.inecnigeria.org. Once you reach there, you will see where they write home, voter register, help. Click on voter register. Or you can simply do cvr.inecnigeria.org/home/register. Once you get to that page, I'm looking at the page myself right now. The page is saying to you, this is the official display of the register of voters on the INEC website. You can now view the voter register for your state, local government area, registration area, polling unit from the 12th to the 25th of November 2022. So once you see that thing, you continue to register. Once you click continue to register, it will now take you to a page where you have to either log in, you know, if you have portal accounts. If you don't have portal accounts, you create portal accounts. It's very easy, very straightforward. Once you do that, you click continue, you now see the register. Just enter your polling unit, your ward, that kind of thing, or any other polling unit, any other ward that you like, and start helping INEC clean it. So that's for the digital one. They actually have a physical register that people can go to and go and inspect. They can go and look at it line by line. This is something that's been happening for a while. It's not new. You know, and that's how citizens can help hold government and government institutions accountable. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Kelvin.
Hey, welcome back, Kevin.
How are you doing?
I'm very well.
Yes, nice job. I listened to the two major contenders that are available there.
That came, yes.
Yes. A lot of them have been talking about security. And I have been worried that, of course, yes, security is key in any country that wants to make progress or in any economy. But in our own case, which of course is a peculiar case, I keep wondering, because the presidential candidate of Labour Party keep talking about this issue of security, which is key anyway, where will we get the funding from to be able to implement this security? I know that New York alone, as a state, the money they budget for security alone, I don't think half of the African country or the half of the continent in Africa can, you know, budget that kind of money for security. New York, as the New York state alone. So getting security bond instead of, you know, funding, where would the funding come? You know, our economy right now is completely depleted. So I'm waiting for them to give me that, you know, answer so that we know where we're headed. You're not going to come and tell us that security is security. We are going to, we know that. Where would the funding come from? Mm. As it is now, we know we are lacking in that area.
Mm.
So that's the one of the major things. I didn't listen to the complete statement yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I would have, you know, no other side. I'll be able to ask questions.
Okay.
But nice job.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Auntie Sandra.
Sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is Mr. Frank, the Vice President of PASPAS.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
Auntie Sandra.
Sir.
From Qatar to USA. From USA to LBS. I'm very, very happy about that. This is a very good news. At least we are doing fine. The President and the Vice. Huh? Oh, more. Auntie Sandra, many more will come. Many more good news.
Thank you.
Yeah. INEC, like Tina yesterday, they are professional. At least they see all those on that age children before they register them. Why? Before we start talking of how to delete them. Well, let us stop corruption in this country. And again, for about Obi, my own chairman, I am happy that he was present. And I'm happy that my own candidate, with whom I trust, is always there for us. He is capable. That is why any day, anytime you call him, he will come out. He will come and speak English because he knows how to speak. He knows how to address himself and address any question that comes to him. And he has the certificate to defend whatever he is saying. So that is why he is proud. And we are proud of him. And we are in support of him. And we will follow him till he, from May 29, the day he will be sworn in as my president in this country. And Sandra, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Don't forget, of course, if you have your preferred candidate you would like to return for I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions next year, send those names to WhatsApp, or when you call, you tell me the name of the person. I've got Feta in the studio with me. She's writing the names down. We've got Kehinde on the line. Hi, Kehinde. Good to have you here.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First, I would like to say money is good. I saw you yesterday at the office. I was like, oh, wow. Now, Sandra, I mean this. Well, anyway, I don't know. I think INEC is a bit walking backwards.
Okay.
I think what we should be going for, looking for, is preventative measures, not curable measures. Why would you allow in the first place young kids to be registered? Then you are now throwing back the responsibility on Nigerians. And don't forget, the reason they made all this printing of PVCs so late was because they said they wanted to clean up. That was the excuse they were giving us. Mm-hmm. They wanted to clean up. Now you are now coming back and telling us that Nigerians should help you clean up. I really don't understand that statement. I'm still trying to. What happens then if nobody is able to detect what you are supposed to detect yourself in the beginning? Then that means the system itself allows rigging by default. I really think INEC should do better. They should up their game and they should step it up. As for Obi and Atiku talking about security, well, for me, I of course, in as much as we want to know about how they would do it, how they would get the funding and the rest, I think they really can't give much because they are not yet in the system. They don't really know the rot in the system. So it's until they get there that they can really appraise what has been done, what and how. But of course, we can already understand how they are going to approach security, approach other things that they've been talking about. Anyway, I would like to give a shout out to someone, to Alex. I really enjoy her contribution. I hope she calls. Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you, Kehinde, for calling. We've got other people trying to join the show. Let's see who we have here. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ekaite.
Ekaite, welcome.
Yeah, so... please, and you said we should go to CZR.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want to ask you, did you do and become unsuccessful?
Did I what?
I said, did you do your own and become unsuccessful?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you delete some names and become unsuccessful.
So you yourself will not be able to delete it. You will just flag it for INEC, then INEC will now delete it.
Sandra,
mm?
They laugh. Because those names will still come back.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my word, those names will still come back.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, they will come out with this. All the time. You say, check them now. All the time, they will come out with this. They may they not play with our heads. Even though you do it, you are just wasting your time. Mm. I will never delete it. I'm tired. See, I bet anybody. So see, that name will still come back. And those people will vote. Nothing will happen. In this country, in this Nigeria, if INEC itself cannot do it and is telling us to do their job, I beg, may they know boo-boo us. We don't, our mumu don't do now.
Okay, all right, Ekaite, thank you for calling. I think we have to have, I know that our faith is battered as a people, but we have to have a bit more faith, you know. Try first. Try and first. Make you no walk ahead, then we feel shout. Yeah? Okay. We've got a message here. But before we take that message, let me bring you our final story. Inflation rose to 21.09% last month, a 17-year high. That's our final story. Our year-on-year inflation numbers, they just keep going through the roof. Let me explain, as usual, what this number means. It means that, on average, something you were buying for 10,000 naira in October 2021 now costs 12,000 naira or 12,109 naira in October 2022. Has that been your experience or has it been more expensive? Is inflation higher for you or lower for the things that you buy? This number is just an average, so it may be different for you. Once again, I have to mention that the biggest driver of our inflation is food inflation. Food prices are skyrocketing. By the way, Atiku and Obi discussed food prices yesterday at LBS. Obi blamed insecurity in the north and import restrictions on food, which he says that he's going to get rid of. But let's bring this home to your household. To your pot of soup, to your pot of jollof. How has the constant inflation affected your budget? Have you made adjustments to your budget? Are you using fresh tomatoes still, or have you gone to sachet tomato instead of tin tomato? Do you use fish now? Do you cook with fish more now than, say, beef or chicken? How many people can still afford chicken? Remember, you can also tell me one debater you want to return for the I Beg to Differ tournament. Like I said to you, we have... the champions themselves coming back, the second position holders coming back. So Deborah Pamzat, Hamid Olarunwaju, Stephanie Ame. Who am I leaving out? Who am I leaving out? Who am I leaving out? I think I'm leaving out one person. But yes, they're coming back. Emmanuel and Nadi, that's Danvita's second. They're coming back. Then you have Ramadan Olarunwaju coming back. Ramadan Oladipo coming back. You have Nicholas Musokoya coming back, and then we have Deborah Ajike coming back, and we have one more spot because we want to put them in three groups of four. One more spot. You will help me as the moderator pick that final spot, and how you can do it is let me know when you call or go ahead and vote via WhatsApp. We have until November 30th to do this, so there's time. You can go back and watch again, you can go back and listen again. I Beg to Differ is available as a podcast, available on YouTube, available on Facebook. 01465-7190 is for women. Men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, please hold on.
Okay, call back when you put that radio off. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm actually on the line from Kirikiri.
Welcome.
Yeah, you see, Nigerians are very impossible. Okay. They just decide to, they prefer to sit down and shout about things.
Okay.
Now we have a problem right now under red voters, and there's an opportunity for you to object to it. You've not done that. You complain that it's not going to work. Well, I admire you because I don't know how I feel people when they talk like that. If I'm in your shoes, it feels crazy. I also engaged a guy on Twitter who was complaining. I said, look, do the objection first. And if nothing changed, then you cannot complain. He said, no, nothing can change. There's just a rigged election and all that. You know, it's crazy. I believe Nigerians should just stop at least for once, okay? And do what they have to do and see the results first before they start crying.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's what I have to say.
Thank you so much for calling. We've got Chukwubike who says, INEC knows their staff involved in registration of underage voters. I've reviewed Binji local government of Sokoto, Nimashake ward, Njimashake polling unit. I found over 40 underage voters, but there's problem with the objection. How do I provide birth certificates or other documents as proof since I don't know the individuals? That's an important question. We're going to get Festus Okoye into the studio with us. He's the only one that can answer that question. Because, you know, you do raise an important point about INEC staff being the ones to register these underage people. I mean, shouldn't INEC punish its staff publicly for registering children? Because that's not an error, it's a crime. And INEC can trace exactly which staff registered which person, because INEC knows the registration date. INEC also knows which staff was assigned to which polling unit on which day. At least they should. I hope they do. So apart from cleaning up the register, shouldn't there also be an exercise to catch and punish the staff who dirtied the register? At least start by, you know, doing that. Or we can do that alongside. But yes, to those who are doubting, start by flagging illegal voters. After that, we can then cross the bridge of how do we force INEC to remove their names. Because if you don't flag them, you don't know if INEC will remove them, and you've already lost. And INEC does say that the cleanup they've done is to remove duplicates. This issue of underage voters thing, it can't be caught by software. It's its own staff doing it. Their own staff breaking the law. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll take more of your thoughts. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's take a look at your messages on WhatsApp now. It's quite a bit. Lots of people asking for a Manuel Busari. Okay. Ooh, Alfred from Lekki says, the car that I was talking about when I started the show burned beyond repairs before the fire was put out. Oh, I'm sad to hear that. I'm so sad to hear that. I do hope that the people in the vehicle got out safe. All right. So lots of people voting for Emmanuel Busari to make it into the Tournament of Champions. You realize that if he makes it into the Tournament of Champions, that's it. He doesn't get a chance to debate again. Like, once you debate in Tournament of Champions, you're done. You know, that's the end of your journey on I Beg to Differ. So do you want that? Do people want that? Think about it. All right, we've got Adewale from Isolo who says, of all Atiku's promises, I only see him selling the refineries to his cronies. All other things that will affect his people, he will keep mute. Okay. Chinea from Aja says, Sandra, from your summary, both made good points. Their ideas are very lofty, but the most important thing beyond these ideas is the will to implement them. Richard says, like you asked, Mr. Peter traced the investments he made and revealed that International Breweries investment forms less than 5% of his investments. Okay, so that's a really long message, and I don't have the time to get into it. Chike from Apapa says, Sandra, I don't see anything wrong with your introduction, with the introduction you did for Obi and Atiku. Please stay away from distractions, because your first caller is a distraction. Atiku spoke very in